Robert A. Schimmel. I tell you, I am jacked up for today. You know, I'm jacked up every day. I'm excited about everything that we do athletics-wise, but today, this is a big, big game here in Mountain Home. The Mountain Home Bombers are going to welcome the Shiloh Christian Saints to town. It's a stripe out. Dress accordingly. If you're the section above the student section, you're in blue. The big section in the middle where the 50 is, that's white. Then the next section over is blue, and the next section over is white. Just wear blue or white, and you can find a section accordingly. But Saints may go fast. I have looked forward to this game for the last couple days. Normally, you know, if we're playing somebody, you know, it's like, man, I can't wait. You know, it should be, I can't wait to see our kids compete. It's just, it's exciting. But in this case, it's like you get a chance to prove what you are or what you think you are. And I love our football team. They've put up 50 the last two games. They went on the road at Fort Smith Southside. They had them a big, big win. A game that started out as about as bad as it could start out. They ran the opening kickoff back, and you're kind of looking around. You're like, oh, this might not be good. But we battled, we fought, and you know, you have that along with a turnover. I think it was, you know, there were two turnovers inside of our own 40 that gave them decent field position. Outside of that, we did a heck of a job, like, all night. You know, our defense played good. They held Southside under 250 yards of offense. And Jacob Chenoweth, holy cow. I don't have the immediate numbers offhand, but I want to say it was around 44 carries for 238 yards, 5 touchdowns, 4 on the ground, and 1 in the air. And he even had an interception. Like, that's unbelievable. If somebody in the state of Arkansas had a better performance than that, I'd love to see it. I really would love to see it, because that had to be... I don't know of any statewide awards off the top of my head. And, like, you know, we have our Athlete of the Week, and then they have the State Farm Player of the Week that James Boyette does for football. But I don't think off the top of my head there's like a statewide player of the week, unless I'm just not familiar with it. Now, you'll have like key performances like in the Democrat Gazette or the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette or the Sun in Jonesboro. But I don't think there's like an award for that. But if there was, he would win it. And you know, our offensive line, they played so good. It starts up front. It starts up front with the big dogs, and you only go as far as the big dogs will take you. But we're going to have a little preview for the Shiloh Christian game later on in the program. We're going to talk more about that. But we got a lot of exciting things going on. Our girls' golf team, they wrapped up their season earlier this week. They finished in ninth place at the state tournament, which it's a big accomplishment just to make the state tournament in any sport. Abby Edens had her personal best of an 82. And Anna Torres had an 88, and they finished in ninth place. Those are both personal bests for them. So shout out to them. They've been outstanding all year. They've played really well. They're all three of our girls golfers. They're back next year, and who knows if they add any. You never know. I know you have those back, but you don't know if someone will move in or if they have someone at the junior high level that's going to move up. But Coach Leonard's excited about that. Our boys are off at the state tournament next week. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to this young lady at Russellville. She shot a 61 in the girls state tournament. A 61. You can't shoot that in mini golf. I can't shoot that in mini golf. I can't even shoot that on the Tiger Woods video game. When I saw the scorecard, I called Mickey Duvall, who's the golf coach there. I was like, what in the world do you guys have going on there? He's just said they're really good kids. But when I saw that score, I about hit the floor. But I just want to give a small shout out to her. But you know, our boys golf team, they are in state next week. That's at Hot Springs. Our boys have a really good chance to make a little run there. I think they're a top five, top four team in Class 6A. You know, Little Rock Christian's going to be tough. It sounds like Harrison's going to be tough. Benton, a few other schools are going to you don't want to say like give them problems, but they're going to be difficult to beat. But if our guys have their A game, you know, all five of our guys like Cody Cormackin, Chase Burwald, Ian Ellison, Braxton Blagg, and Jack Coleman, you know, if all of our guys, if they're on their A game, we'll be in good shape. And I fully expect Cody Cormackin to compete to advance not only just in the state tournament, but to the overall state tournament. He's got to finish top three, or any of our golfers have to finish top three to advance to that. He's an outstanding young golfer. I can't wait to see what that looks like. Everything's just kind of, there's a good vibe around Mountain Home lately. You know, the Lady Bomber volleyball team, they're on a pretty good little streak right now. They had a big win on the road against Paragould. That's always a difficult place to play at Doc Painter's Court. Like, if you watch the stream on the Bomber Sports Network, kept talking about the low ceiling there. It's just it's a tough place to play because it can get loud. It can get really loud in there, and they took down Greene County Tech the other night. That's a big, big win for them because they're kind of fighting for that number two, number three spot with them, along with Valley View, and Marion just kind of running away with and hiding in that conference. But Marion's pretty good. They're going to be one of the favorites when they head down to state. And it's at the end of this month. I turned over the calendar, and I always fill out my calendar pretty well in advance, just putting games in, not like day to day stuff, but just putting games. And I saw the end of this month, all of our fall sports except for football will be wrapped up, and I couldn't. Time flies. It's a thief. Because you have tennis wrapping up here in the next couple weeks. Their conference tournament is this week, or it was this week. It's at, I believe it was at Batesville. Then they're going to head to state at Searcy next week. Can't wait to see what all of our guys and girls do over there. Coach King said he's pretty confident in their ability. You know, they had their seeding meeting, but we'll see how it goes at conference and see who's advances out of that to state. But it should be a lot of fun to keep up with that. But back to our volleyball team. They had a big win against Greene County Tech, and they have a lot of big tests ahead of them before they have a chance to punch a ticket to state. They'll have Valley View at home, who's really good. They'll have to go on the road to Nettleton. That's always a tough place to play. They'll have to go to Marion. That's a really tough place to play. So they'll have a lot of opportunities, but it's all there in front of them there. It's all in front of all of our athletes. Cross country, they went to the Chili Pepper Run. They finished in ninth place out of 75 teams, and that's like what it's been described to me is the Super Bowl of cross-country running. You had, I think they said that there were schools from six different states competing in this, and they did outstanding. A couple guys that are running in that, Jackson Free had a personal best of a 15:22. He finished seventh overall out of 731 runners. Connor King, 15:52. If you can run under around a 17 and a half, you know, you're in pretty good shape for most meets. But if you start getting times that start with a 15, then you're able to compete at any meet that you go to. And those two are really good. Garrett Barr just missed the 16-minute mark. I think he'll get there. He's at a 16:03. That was a personal best. Our top five runners all set personal best at the Chili Pepper Run. Trenton Smith's at a 16:37, and Wave Simmons shot a. He ran a 17:16. That was also a personal best for him. So shout out to them. We also had Cicely Gettler run a 19:50. Lucy Cohn had a 20:24. These are all personal bests. Aaron Smith, a 20:50, Camilla Johnson, a 20:44, Jamie Chandler, a 21:30, Bailey Rittenberg with a 21:47, and Jada Johnson with a 23:09. All those except for Bailey Rittenberg and Camilla Johnson's time were personal best. So a lot of exciting things coming up for Bomber cross country there. We're going to take a short little break. Our surprise guest, Wyatt Gilbert, is blowing up the phone line right now. We'll talk to him in a little bit, talk a little Harding basketball, a little out of season for basketball, but it's right around the corner. Bomber tip-off, only 37 days away. Get ready. We're going to take a short break here on the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're back here on the Bomber Buzz here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live where Whoever you may be listening, we're getting, it's inching closer and closer to one of the top games in the state of Arkansas, Shiloh Christian and our own Mountain Home Bombers. You still got time to get over to Bomber Stadium if you haven't already. So we have a special guest. We had someone else lined up and they had some stuff coming up involving the state of North Carolina, you know, being underwater, all that stuff. So they had to shuffle their schedule. But in the meantime, I got my ace in the hole, Wyatt Gilbert, on the phone here. He's going to join us. Wyatt, what's going on, man?
What's going on, D-Con? Not much. It's good to see you, man. Good talking to you.
So, you know, you're at Harding University right now. God, you're a senior.
I am. Yep, just, one more year.
That just hit me. Golly. So you're at Harding University right now. I want to ask you before we ask anything else. You know, you're at a – it's not like it's just a certain sports school, but it's no – the hidden secret that Harding is number one in the country in football. What's that like just watching that? What's the vibe around campus?
Oh, that's awesome, man. I mean, everybody supports those guys a lot. I mean, they're really good. They just beat, like, a top 20 team in the country. Like,
beat them pretty good.
66-0. Yeah, I think it was, like, 66-0 or something like that. So it's pretty cool. I mean, the school, you know, rallies around them, just like all sports. I mean, everybody on the campus loves all the athletes here at Harding and supports them, so it's awesome.
Does it just kind of seem like, and it's kind of happening here when football's really doing good, it just seems like everyone gets that boost?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you know how it is, like, football in the South is just it's another level. So
yeah.
It's pretty cool to see. But, yeah, I think they're on, like, a 25-game win streak or something like that.
I was reading
right
something. They're on, like, the longest winning streak, like, a Arkansas college football team's ever been on or something crazy like that.
Yes, I saw that too. Yeah, I think that's right. Pretty crazy. Pretty cool to, like, you know, be a part of and be on campus while that's going on.
Just to see that from afar.
For sure.
How's things going at Harding?
It's great, man. I mean, we're in our last week of, like, preseason basketball practice right now, where we just practice like 8 hours a week, and then Friday official practice starts. So it gets pretty real for about a month. Just practicing a lot, and then our first game I think is like November 8th, so we're approaching around a month away from season, so it's coming up pretty quickly. But yeah, everything's going well. So
a lot of good things there. Y'all lost to the number one seed in the GAC tournament last year. I mean, what, just kind of, can you give us kind of a preview of what you guys coming back, you know, just like how the vibe is around there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've been having some great practices right now. We feel like we're probably deeper this year than we were last year, so we're looking to kind of pick up the pace a little bit, you know, just with our style, like offensively and defensively, just trying to be a little more up-tempo, looking to speed people up. So we feel pretty comfortable and confident, like, when we're playing fast. So we want to kind of speed people up to our level. But, yeah, like, we're deep. We're not, like, a super big team, but we all shoot the ball pretty well. And we got a lot of guys who can play, so we're excited for the year. We've been stringing together some good practices, so we're excited about it.
Now, I don't know what you think, but this might be a hot take to some, but those in Arkansas know. Would you say that the state of Arkansas has kind of become more of a basketball state than anything? Not like that there's not great athletes coming out for football or baseball or soccer or what have you, but would you say that Arkansas, they're kind of hanging their hat on just basketball players because there's more talent in-state that's going around staying in-state and going all around the country than there ever has before, it seems like?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's, you know, Arkansas basketball has done really well, and then also just like, I mean, we've got guys in the NBA now that are, you know, from Little Rock, you know, just Northwest Arkansas all over, so it's pretty cool to see.
I think I read something that Arkansas has the most NBA basketball players per capita of any state in the country or something like that.
That's interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, just a couple of years ago, like Nick Smith and Khalil Ware were both like top five recruits or something like that, and they're both in the league now.
They're at the same school.
Pretty cool. Yeah, it's crazy.
So
but,
I
agree with you.
So I want to ask, when you're there at Harding, when that recruiting process was happening, I can't remember because this has been 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. What other schools like were trying to contact you? What was the level of schools that were contacting you, and why did you end up on Harding?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I remember like Harding was the biggest school that had offered me, like being a D2 school. I had some D3 schools that were interested, the University of Dallas. Washington University in St. Louis was interested. And then I had an offer from Lyon College. So I really didn't have like a ton of offers, but I was really drawn to Harding just from the beginning. And that was also a weird time, like with COVID. Like we didn't have AAU that year. Like I remember me and Matt Jones were supposed to be playing AAU together, and that ended up falling through when COVID hit. So it's really just like going to a lot of elite camps, and then, you know, just got in contact with Coach Morgan and Coach Woods, and they brought me down here, and now we've got Coach Jameson and Coach Spencer, so we, you know, really love playing for them. But it's all worked out well. I'm glad I'm here. So
I love Harding's basketball program. I've always admired them because, you know, just the atmosphere that they have at games, but also you got to start with a legendary coach and Coach Morgan, but now you're with Coach Jameson. I mean, does it kind of hit you that you're playing for, like, I don't know if it's to go this far, but like the just from a prestige and history standpoint, yeah, like the Duke University of like D2?
Yeah, for sure. I was actually thinking about that too, because it was, you know, Coach Jameson played for Coach Morgan, so it kind of feels like that Duke, like going from Mike Krzyzewski to John Shire type, you know, like the player ends up becoming the coach, and, you know, they're super similar, just as people too. So it really has not been a huge adjustment besides, you know, like play style, there are some differences. But like as guys, like they're super similar, and it's been super cool. And Coach Jameson and Coach Spencer were teammates together at Harding, so it's, you know, they have a special bond. So it's been really cool. Playing for them. I really enjoy playing for Coach Morgan and Coach Woods also. I mean, it's Harding basketball is really just a family, so it's kind of like the brotherhood. It's been great. It reminds me a lot of Bomber basketball, you know, just in that sense. Like, everybody cares about one another, you know, wants each other to succeed.
That's a good comparison, because I, you know, you could kind of see just the similarities in both. You know, it's like we always cherish our alumni. We have a historic facility that's hard to play in, and they kind of fall in the same lines of how they do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Yeah, just like very blue collar. I mean, come to work every day. You know, like if there's a bad practice, like everybody's got a sour taste in their mouth about it. You know, like we don't want to waste days. You know, both programs, like it was the same. You know, Bomber basketball, like I cherish my days, you know, in Mountain Home playing for Fulcher and Morris and all, you know, Patrick, Killian, Greenhall, Henry, Wilmat, you know, all those guys, like, you know, we didn't waste days. They cared about us on and off the floor. So, they really laid the foundation for my basketball career. So I'm, you know, forever grateful, you know, for them for that. So.
So you've seen this program from afar forever. You, as a small child, you watched Jake play, you saw Buck play, your dad play. Of course, you didn't see your dad play.
Yeah.
But what's it like? How was it watching them play? And then after being in the program, how's it watching, like, Rhett play?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, it's great. Like, the game has changed so much, you know, especially, like, with shot clock, you know, a lot more perimeter shots being taken. Like, I remember watching Buck and Jake play, like the league they were playing in the East, like we pretty much had to play.
Oh God, it was loaded.
Pace. Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. Like we had to play a slow pace. I mean, there was no other option. Like it looked like we were running a hit every time down the court just to get a good look. And now it's, you know, much more free flowing. Like I know Fulcher gives them a lot of freedom, and they, you know, they've got good players, so they can do that. And the league they play in, you know, gives them a better opportunity to kind of, you know, take more guys one-on-one, you know, get shots for themselves while also getting shots for each other. I would say probably just play style, but, you know, the same, like, every team's gritty, you know, every team's playing hard. Like, you're not going to play harder than Mountain Home. You know, that's just a consistent year in, year out thing for our program, so.
Yeah, that's always what we've hung our hat on, but I think about that, the teams that at least were like mine and Buck's age. I mean, you had Little Rock Hall, who had Bobby Portis. You had Searcy, who was like, they were still good, but they were like seventh. And they had Jamal Jones, who went to Texas Tech. I mean, every team was loaded, and we were good too. We had we had Ben Warlow and Trey. If he wasn't throwing 90 miles an hour, Trey Killian, he probably could have played somewhere for basketball, at least at the D2 level. But
Those are some really good teams.
Yeah, it's just different now, because I'll see, like, I'll see guys play, and I'm like, man, he couldn't have made it like 15 years ago. I hate to sound like that old person saying, oh, he couldn't have played against Bill Laimbeer, or, you know, he couldn't have made it against Bob Cousy. But I just look at a guy, I'm like, man, he's like, it's just different now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely different. And some of that's probably just, you know, play style. I don't know. But, yeah, I do see what you're saying. So.
Well, what do we have? You said your first game is November 8th. Does that sound about right? So
I think that sounds right.
Yeah, I just got your schedule pulled up. You got Arkansas, Fort Smith, and Rod. You're playing them in Little Rock. That should be fun.
Yeah. A little conference challenge. So.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Man, if you, and I'm just saying this to everybody, if you have a chance to go watch a game at Rhodes Reeve, you got to do it. It's kind of like the Hangar.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I totally agree. Very, very similar atmosphere. And the gym's even kind of set up similarly, too.
I noticed that the first time I went in there, like five, six years ago, I'm like, man, this kind of feels like home. But
yeah, no question. No question.
Well, before we cut you loose, Wyatt, and again, I appreciate you coming on such short notice. I think I hollered at you about a half hour ago. I'm like, man, I need somebody. And I had a bunch of other guys. I had some coaches I asked. I'm like, man, I got to go do this or do whatever. But I always got my ace in the hole. We always ask every guest if there's a game that night. Mountain Home's number 8 in the SB Live polls, and I believe Shiloh Christian's number 4 in the state of Arkansas. Do you have a score prediction for us tonight?
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I'll
put you on the spot.
Yeah, we'll go Bombers 35-31.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, pretty good amount of scoring tonight. That's what I'm feeling.
You know, we have there is a Mountain Home connection to Shiloh. Do you happen to know who that is?
Oh, Coach Bull.
Yeah, Coach Bull's over there. We'll see them. We'll see them at Farmington. I believe that's mid-December. But I tried to convince him to come on down. He's like, man, I got practice around. I'm like, dude, you could get done at the Bell and still make it here.
yeah, give him the day off.
That's that Tar Heel mentality, though. He's ducking the smoke, but.
Yeah.
But, man, good to see him. But, man, I can't wait to see what you do this year. I really can't.
I appreciate it, Deacon. I'm excited about it. I mean, last year of basketball was kind of crazy, so I'm looking forward to it. So looking forward to putting it all out there.
Yeah. Yeah, go Bison.
That's right. That's right.
That was Wyatt Gilbert. We're going to take a short little break here. Wyatt, you got anything else to say?
Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That's right, baby. That was Wyatt Gilbert. He is a member of the Harding Bison basketball team. He's one of their many seniors that they have this year. Tune into them. They always stream all their games. I can't remember the channel off my hand, but I know if you just search Harding University or go to their website, you'll have links to it. But, Wyatt, man, I appreciate the time, buddy.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Deacon. Good talking to you.
Oh, yeah. We will be back in just a moment. We'll have a preview of Shiloh Christian and your Bombers here in just a moment.
Hi there. It's Scott from Pentatonix. So from the beginning of our journey in music, the foundation has been music education. It's so incredibly important that we continue to show kids the importance of music in our schools, in our homes, and even in the car. Music is such a powerful expression of emotion and individuality, and we are responsible for keeping the love for music alive. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Back here on the Bomber Buzz, appreciate Wyatt Gilbert coming in. I needed a guest pretty quick, and he just happened to not be busy, but had a guest originally scheduled. Life happens. Stuff comes up, you know, when you're dealing with alumni, players, coaches, everything, you know, stuff just happens. It won't be the first time, won't be the last, but appreciate Wyatt taking the time with us here. But we got a few other things to attend to. Coming up, we have a big event. It's in the middle of October. It will be Saturday, October 19th, part of our homecoming week. Should be a fun week. It is the Athletic Hall of Honor Banquet. We're going to put in our newest class of the Athletic Hall of Honor. The meal and banquet will begin at 1 o'clock at the high school cafeteria. Contact the athletic office for more information. But the inductees for that, it's a special group. We got Tommy Sharp, Bob Rechtenwald, who's been the long voice of junior high football. He's been a big supporter of all of our programs at Mountain Home. He does the broadcast for XL7 TV. He's been a good piece to our district, been helping us out a lot. Leslie Frazier is also inducted, and Glenda Small, who we tragically lost earlier this year. It was always nice to see her smiling face at every game. I had her as a teacher. I had her growing up. It was always exciting to see her because you knew that she was going to capture some memories that you could cherish. And she was, beloved not only as a teacher, but as a wife, a mother, all kinds of different things. But she made a lot of people happy with that camera of hers. And we were just so thankful that she was able to record all those memories. I know there's been a bunch of great games in the hangar over the last 10, 15 years that she's been able to capture with her camera, not just in the hangar, but a bunch of other sports. She had gone to the state finals at Baum Stadium when our baseball team went on that magical run just under a decade ago. She was there for when we opened McLean Park, our baseball softball facility, our beautiful facility. There's all kinds of different pictures on everything on her Facebook that's still active now. And I go back to like old games. She was taking pictures of games when I was in high school. I like to go back and just look at those. I mean, she was awesome. She'll be very missed already, but she's in that class as well. Dale Barnett in that class, Max and Debbie Atkinson, along with the 2009 and 2011 girls soccer teams. Those teams could go. I don't remember them losing too many games. Of course, they won the state championship in those years, but Coach Debbie Atkinson is going to be there. I see her every Friday night, Bomber football home game. She helps run our scoreboard. Appreciate her. She does a lot of stuff at our basketball games as well. She keeps our book, and her devotion to our district is unmatched, not only just to our programs, but to all of our kids. I see every time I look over at a football game, mainly in basketball games, I'll see her hugging a former player. I mean, she coached, I want to say, 18, 20 years or so, and I have never heard a negative thing said about her from coaching. She's been awesome. Of course, we lost her husband, Max, a couple years ago, who was the voice of the Bombers forever, as long as I can remember, at Bomber Stadium and in the hangar. And I've been thankful to have that role. But I remember hearing his voice when I was a kid. A lot of great memories, not only in the hangar, but also at Bomber Stadium. He's been sorely missed. But it's always good to see during this week of the Athletic Hall of Honor. We always invite back old members of the Athletic Hall of Honor to come to this, whether you were inducted last year or if you were in the first set of inductees. And it's a great way to honor important pieces to our athletic department that has made the Bombers great. But again, that is on Saturday, October 19th, 2024. That would be this year, of course. Receptions at noon, meal and banquets at 1 o'clock. That's in the cafeteria. We're also going to honor them at halftime of the Bomber football game that evening, or the previous evening. It's always a fun event. It's part of the homecoming festivities. We'll have more info on homecoming here in a couple weeks. But real quick, a good preview for tonight's game. The Bombers taking on Shiloh Christian. Shiloh Christian, a private school. They're always one of the top teams in the state of Arkansas. It's a new face. Going back through our record book, I don't remember seeing us play them. If we did, it was before they were Shiloh Christian. But this is a good test for the Bombers. They beat Fort Smith Southside last week. Shiloh, they hosted Greenwood last week. Greenwood's always been the top dog, and it kind of looks like that they will be again. But, they were able to turn over Greenwood six times. I mean, they came up short against them. But anytime you're able to force some turnovers and, compete with Greenwood, you're doing stuff right. So this is a very solid ball club coming to Bomber Stadium. I like our chances. We play really well at home. I think our kids are going to be jacked up. Our coaches will be jacked up. And I surely hope that we have a great crowd for these young men who have just played out of their mind these first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. The first time they started 4-0 since 1986. By the way, if you remember, those of you of a certain age, that 1986 team went 9-0. So if the Bombers can accomplish something that was done before 1986, they would have to go at least better than 9-0. But you never know. It's high school kids versus high school kids every week. But kickoff will be at 7 p.m. And if you can't make it out to Bomber Stadium for whatever reason, or if you're listening wherever you may be listening, you can watch on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. And the fun part is we get to find out together how this football season goes and all of our fall sports as well. This has been another episode of the Bomber Buzz. Again, appreciate our guest, Wyatt Gilbert, for coming on such short notice. But appreciate you guys tuning in. And remember, go Bombers!